Good morning, everyone. I'm Satoshi Tomioka from Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. I came to Hawaii from Shimane in Japan. Do you know Shimane? It is near Hiroshima and Yamaguchi. I'm from a temple family. My father and brother are ministers. I have an older brother and sister, so I'm the youngest in the family. I came to Hawaii about a year ago. That makes me the newest minister at Hawaii Betsuin. This is my first experience in sharing a Buddhist message through the White Way broadcast. I will never forget this day, July 5th. This will be special and unforgettable day for me. As you know, January 3rd is also a special day for people in Hawaii. Do you know what day it is? January 3rd is my birthday. So, after this message, I will tell you my address, so you can do something for me. Today is a wonderful day because we can listen to the teaching of Buddhism together. We listen to the teachings of Buddhism to live our lives happier and better by being guided by the teaching. In other words, Buddha is always guiding us to a happier and better life, and to the true and real life. This is Buddha's wish for each of us. Let me share a story with you. Last year, I finally passed my driving road test and purchased a car. Now, I can drive anywhere I want to go. It is really convenient. I found several interesting things after I became a driver. When I am driving a car, there are times when I can communicate with other drivers and people. When another driver lets my car get in the lane on the H1, I show my appreciation by raising my hand. When I stop for the pedestrian to let them cross the road, they also raise their hands and make shaka sign to show their appreciation. Although we don't know each other, we are able to communicate at the moment by showing our aloha spirit. This moment is actually a beautiful time when we express our kindness and our consideration to others. In other words, we practice our Buddhist way of life. However, it is not easy to think of others at all times. One day, when I was driving a car, another car cut in front of me. What I felt was, why did I get angry? I got angry because another car cut in. I wish they wouldn't do that. But things don't always go as I wish. If things go as I wish, I'm happy. If things don't go as I wish, what I feel is. Buddha said, in the end, only three things matter. How much you have loved, how gently you have lived, and how gracefully you have let it go when life does not go as you wish. When we deeply think about our lives, things don't always go as we wish. It is important to let it go. I like this phrase, let it go, let it go, let it go. As Buddha said, how gracefully you have let it go when life does not go as you wish. This does not mean we have to give up. If we can let it go, we don't feel angry and frustrated. However, it is not easy to always be kind and gentle to others 24 hours a day. our hearts and minds easily change depending on circumstances. Especially when we feel irritated or uncomfortable, we tend to behave badly and get angry at things. This is the nature of human beings. When we listen to the teaching of Buddhism, it is a time to be aware of our true nature and realize the Buddha's wish. That is guidance to the true and real life. Not all people are perfect. Rather, we are perfectly imperfect. Therefore, it is a wonderful and great time to encounter the teachings and let them transform our limited hearts and minds into the realm of truth. This is the working of Namo Amida Butsu, the name that calls. Once again, every day and every moment is a time for practicing the Buddhist way of life. What guidance does Buddha give us? Buddha said, "In the end, only three things matter: how much you have loved, how gently you have lived, and how gracefully you have let it go when life does not go as you wish." We can practice the Buddhist way of life every day for a peaceful and happy life. As my conclusion, let me share a poem with you. Gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. In our lives, there are many things we have to do: working, learning, having good relationships with family and friends, raising children, having fun, and so on. We spend our time on these things. These are important things. We can make our daily lives meaningful by adding an essence of Buddhism. A heart of gratitude is an essence of Buddhism. If we learn to appreciate each thing, then, without changing our lifestyle, our lives are enriched with greater meaning. We are able to live our lives, guided by the Buddha's guidance. So let us recite Namo Amida Butsu in the morning before starting our day. And let us recite Namo Amida Butsu before going to bed with heart of gratitude. The name that calls is always with us, without interruption, guiding us to the real and true life.